Mike, but I think you doubled with somebody.
This is KD2BNG. I heard activity, didn't quite hear who it was, but good evening, 73s.
Six CLX, too. Just wanted to step in and say Merry Christmas to y'all. And I told you, Patrick, I'd catch you at least on Thursday, so I'm almost home, but I thought I'd catch you. Have a good one, and 6 CLX.
Good to hear you, Mike. I'm almost home, too. I'm on the other side of the black hole. Glenn, good to hear you, and both of you have a Merry Christmas. And, I'll be around for a few more minutes. KO4HK.
C2BNG. Well, not just yet. It's only the 22nd, right? So, happy Festivus. What was that holiday from Seinfeld? It was supposed to be like on the 22nd or the 23rd. And you celebrate by putting up an aluminum pole. So, happy Festivus.
Sure, I never was a Seinfeld fanatic. I just never cared for it.
George's dad had the, I think it was on like the 23rd, and it's, you celebrate by, instead of a tree, like an aluminum pole, and, yeah, if you're not a Seinfeld fan, I never was a Seinfeld person much either, but, you know, it's been out there in reruns for long enough that, sooner or later you're gonna watch it.
Say I have never watched a complete show of it.
Never really has. You tune in for a half an episode and that's, you know, okay, I get the general gist of this. Yeah, once in a while you'll see an entire episode. But they, you know, there was so many reruns for so many years. I mean, that show is from what, the mid-90s, yes? 95, 97, somewhere around there. So, yeah, you know, it's been a while.
Oh, yeah, it's been out a little while. I think it's actually a little earlier than that, but I could be wrong.
I never cared for it that much either, but, you know, it had its moments.
How's it going this afternoon, Glenn?
This afternoon, I've been in here, in the house. It's, you know, when it gets below 60 or 55 degrees, my whole body locks up. So I haven't really been out at all. Actually, I did go out. I got a car that I need to work on, but I don't have a nice warm garage to put it into. The ODB2 scanner cable, you know, the ODB2 to USB thing did arrive. So I hooked that up and I loaded the software and I hooked it up to one of the cars just to see if it was working. So now I have one of those more advanced ODB2 scanner tools, you know, for whatever that's worth. And for modern automobiles made in the last 10 or 15 years or so, it's pretty much almost a requirement.
You're going to talk to one of these new vehicles, you're going to have it flat out. There ain't no way around it.
Nice one. That costs close to about $475. Which I, me and a neighbor and one other neighbor, we bought it, you know, as a community purchase. A big part of that, though, is I think is the little tablet computer to run it on. So, you know, if you just have the ODB2 to serial or USB cable or whatever, and you've got software that runs on a laptop, which I'm sure we all have a laptop sitting around somewhere, you know, it's cheaper. Whether the software is any good or not, that remains to be seen. The software for the dedicated scanner is probably better. But, you know, this will do for when you don't have access to the better one.
That. It at least lets you pull codes out of it and tell, see what's going on that way. You might not be able to do everything, but it'll give you a general direction of what's going on.
A lot of times that's all you really need. So you can print out a report, take it to your local auto mechanic and say, here, fix this. Yeah, they don't like it when you know more than they do. But You know, that way you have a good idea, or you might have some idea what's wrong and how to fix it. And, I mean, nowadays, you even have, you know, even the battery is connected to, oh, there's a trouble code from the battery. Or the, oh, really? The battery is dead. I thought that was a trouble code. But everything now has got a VIN number on it. I remember that because I tried to replace a radio in the other car. And, nope, radio won't come on. VIN number doesn't match. So now it's at the point where the battery's got a VIN number.
But, Glenn, I am arriving at the house, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You have a good evening and try to stay warm. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
XK2BNG, yeah, okay, no problem. And it's going to get even colder tonight or tomorrow. 13 degrees or 10 degrees, I forget how low it said it was going to go. You know, I wish I'd gotten some better heaters or better heating in here. But, you know, I'll manage. Anyway, 73s, you have a good one. Merry Christmas.